Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast 31 on the poem Prayer for the Children of Longing, written by Paula Meehan. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The third poem by Paula Meehan on your course is Prayer for the Children of Longing. The poem remembers the young people from inner city Dublin who died as a result of drug use and who were effectively abandoned by the state in their hour of greatest need. The poet prays that in a moment of calm and silence, we remember the struggles, the suffering, the loss of the children of longing to a drug culture that held them spellbound and that led them astray. The poet accuses the streets of promising the children and their families everything, but then delivering nothing. The poem and prayer, however, conclude with some consolation. The names of those who died must never be forgotten and will be heard in the wind through the branches and in the song of the river, as a reminder that injustice and inaction should never be tolerated. We move on now to theme. The poem is about death, love, loss. It's about addiction and cruelty, injustice and memory. There are many issues raised by Meehan, and many of these issues are interlinked. The poem lays bare the devastating consequences and the injustice of leaving children to grow up in a community without adequate social services and care to support their needs and their families' needs. Meehan repeatedly identifies the shortcomings of the streets, which represent any number of state agencies who should have been more proactive and supportive of inner city communities struggling to cope with drug addiction. The poem expresses anger at how communities were neglected and abandoned to fend for themselves against a rampant drug culture that tore families apart and claimed the lives of the children of longing. The third heading on your worksheet is quote 3. There are so many memorable lines and images in this poem that you really need to read over the poem again before choosing three quotes that you think are powerful or memorable or interesting. If it is helpful, include one quote that shows the dark side of the children's lives, one that introduces some light or consolation to the poem, along with any other quotation that you liked. The fourth heading is imagery. Much of the imagery is very stark in the poem. Pictures of the disruption to family life, for example, the scream, the siren, the knock on the door, these symbolise the chaos and cruelty suffered by inner city communities, and no doubt resonates with the families in attendance at the lighting of the Christmas tree in Buckingham Street. Grim images of children injecting drugs, of children being abandoned by the system, of being brought down to their knees, images of children being led astray by drug pushers from the desperate clutches of their families, must rekindle heartbreaking and traumatic memories for the family members gathered around the Christmas tree. Using metonymy, that is where one thing represents another, Meehan doesn't hold back in insisting that the streets have a lot to answer for. Society and those responsible for supporting society, namely politicians and local authorities, have failed to shelter these children. This resulted in children being brought to their knees and promised everything while those in power have delivered nothing. By implication, Meehan suggests that society should have protected these children, nurtured and sustained their development and enabled their dreams. These images contrast with the more uplifting images of nature, which offer some respite from the pain and possibly some hope for the future. The great tree, still rich with the sap, the comfort of snow, the memory of trees, the forest silence. Therefore, this is a poem that refuses to be despairing. Meehan prays that their names should never be forgotten, but live on in the whispering wind through the branches and in the soft song of the river. It is some consolation that under the Christmas tree lights, under moonlight and starlight, we can hear through the silence the song and the breath of the children of longing. They are not forgotten. We move on now to language. The poem is performed as a prayer for the children of longing, and while much of the language is disturbing and graphic, there is also a sacred feel to the poem. The language, therefore, is at times very direct, even blunt. For example, the streets that defeated them, that brought them to their knees, the streets that couldn't shelter them. There are images of despair, out of reach of our saving, images of cruelty, the streets that broke their backs, images of drug use, the needle in its track, and images of murder, knife in the back. In other parts of the poem, the language is prayerful and solemn. Let their names be the holiest prayers. If you can imagine standing around the Christmas tree, note how Meehan skillfully uses nature to create a space for reflection and meditation, calling on the great tree from the far northern forest to grant the gathering silence and serenity like the snow's breathless quiet. We turn now to form. The poem is an elegy, which is a poem that expresses grief, sadness, or loss. Certainly, the sense of loss is palpable in this poem. You can sense the poet's anger that not enough was done to support communities who were left to fend for themselves against the lure of drugs and easy money. Repetition plays an important part in the poem, and where repetition occurs at the start of a number of lines, it is called anaphora. One example is in lines 3 and 4. Here at the heart of winter, here at the heart of the city. Both of these lines are repeated at the end of the poem to bring a sense of closure to the prayer. Can you see one or two other examples of anaphora? Repetition, which is often a feature in prayer, creates a strong rhythm in the poem, which is enhanced by the sparsity of punctuation. Note the repeated use of words such as the and that in stanza 3, which are used to effectively stack up one issue after another as the drug problem escalates in the community. For example, the scream, the siren, the knock on the door, the needle in its track, the knife in the back, in lines 11 to 13. In stanza 5, the poet develops this technique, and after listing the realities experienced by children from the inner city, she immediately follows through with the consequences of those realities. For example, the streets that couldn't shelter them, that spellbound them in alleyways. However, this repetition also creates a prayer-like atmosphere in the poem through solemn, prayer-like expressions such as grant us and let their names. Think about one or two ideas here and then fill in a key point or two into your worksheet. We move on now to sound. You may have noticed in Meehan's other poems on your course that she tends not to use a strict pattern of rhyme. There are some end rhymes, however. For example, in lines 12 and 13, where Meehan writes, "The needle in its track, the knife in the back." This creates the effect of one thing leading to another, namely, taking drugs, the needle in its track, inevitably leading to death, the knife in the back. Meehan also uses repetition. She repeats some words at the end of lines, for example, great tree from the far northern forest, still rich with the sap of the forest. The repetition of these and other phrases in the poem creates a chanting meditative effect as the poem is read aloud. Look back at the following examples. Here at the heart, lines 3 and 4, grant us, lines 5 and 8, in that silence, lines 14 and 16, the children of longing, lines 15 and 17, and the streets in lines 19, 21, 23, 25, 28, and 29. There is also a wonderful example of consonants in the poem, where the poet asks the great tree to grant the gathering the snow's breathless quiet. That repeated T sound is incredibly soft and soothing. The poet also uses assonance and alliteration in the poem. Can you find one or two examples? The next heading is tone and mood. What do you think is the tone of the poem? Do you think Paula Meehan is feeling bitter or angry in the poem? Is she sad? Can you imagine there being an accusatory tone in her voice as she recited this poem on Buckingham Street in inner city Dublin? Do you think she balances this with a more hopeful or spiritual or even celebratory tone in the poem? There are certainly many dark images captured by Meehan, upsetting scenes that graphically depict the drug culture that rampaged through inner city communities and tore them apart. But can you also see more positive images in the poem, where the poet's tone is lifted as she remembers the children in a more positive light? Can their story offer hope to society? You can read some more ideas about the tone of the poem in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The poem's mood reflects what you personally thought and felt about the poem. Was it a sad poem? For you, was the poem's mood completely desolate, or could you feel a sense of comfort or tenderness in the poem? Did the poet include some compassionate ideas that may have offered some consolation to the families gathered around the Christmas tree? Is it a healing poem in any way? The final heading is personal response. This poem usually produces many responses in students. Overall, what did you think of the poem? What feelings did you experience as you read and studied the poem? For example, did you feel sad or angry or disappointed or hopeful after reading the poem? What images create that impression or response for you? What, in your view, is the purpose of the poem? Do you think it delivers the purpose the poet intended? Who is the poem written for? Is it for the children of longing? For the families and community who lost loved ones to drug use? For society in general? Perhaps for politicians and others in positions of power and influence? Is it significant that the poem is recited at the beginning of Christmas time? How do you think the families who are gathered for the commemoration and the reading of the poem felt at that time? Do you think some sense of healing might be found for them in nature? The poem takes a particular perspective on the serious social problems faced by inner city children. Do you agree with the viewpoint in the poem? Why do you think it is important that the voices of the children of longing are heard? Can they, through their suffering, teach society a hard-earned lesson? Think about some of the prompts above, then add your own reflections on the poem into your worksheet.